A good Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas, Bamidbar, and a good Erev Shavuos, Tavshanayin Ches. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, at the beginning of the Parsha, about the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. In fact, Klal Yisrael was counted numerous times in the first year and change that they were in the Midbar. We find something very interesting in the counting of the Klal Yisrael. First, the Torah counts them towards each Shevet, and the Torah counts them toward each Beis Av. In other words, each family is counted, each Shevet is counted, each tribe is counted, and then at the end of each Shevet, the Batei Av were added up, and then at the end of the Parasha, the entire number is added. And there's perhaps a very profound lesson in the way the Torah tells us how to count the Bnei Yisrael. And that is that we know that Klal Yisrael is one unit. Each person in Klal Yisrael is only counted for one. Each person in Klal Yisrael only represents one number, 1, 2, 3. When the Torah says to count each Beis Av, the Torah is telling us that each person, each house, each family has a unique responsibility, has a unique way of doing things, has a unique purpose. In fact, we know that when Yaakov Avinu blessed the Shvatim at the end of Parshas Bereishis, he talked about how each one is able to accomplish different things. Yisachar is learning, Zvulun is supporting, Dan is the Nachash, is the serpent, which later on was Shimshon, the defender of Klal Yisrael, and so on and so forth, Yehuda being the king. Of course, each person in Klal Yisrael has his separate way of going and his separate way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his separate purpose. But at the end of the day, everything comes together as one number. And that's why Klal Yisrael is counted separately to each Beis Av, to each family, to each Shevet, and then the one number coming together, the 600,000 of Klal Yisrael. This is a profound lesson going into Shavuos, where the Torah tells us that when Klal Yisrael was encamped at the mountain, it was ke'ish echad b'lev echad v'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. It's in the language, the singular language, v'yichan sham Yisrael, and he encamped there by the har. And like we said, Chazal tells us and Rashi brings ke'ish echad b'lev echad, like one person with one heart. Even though each person in Klal Yisrael has a different form of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no two people are alike, but the Torah is the great qualifier. The Torah is the great unifier. The Torah is what brings us together. No matter how we might say the parsha, or how we might read a pasuk, or what our havara might be, or how, what our understanding of a particular passage might be, but it's all ke'ish echad b'lev echad. Yes, each of us have our own derech, but we're all one. I wanted to also share something that I saw this year that I think would be very, very beneficial and helpful in understanding Kabbalah Satira and our role in Shmiras HaMitzvahs and what our role is today. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, famous Gemara, that when Klal Yisrael was standing by the mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised the mountain and he held it over the Bnei Yisrael like a gigas. A gigas is a tub. And he told the Bnei Yisrael, in Tikablu Satira Mutav Ve'em Lav Shom Tehekvur Aschem, if you'll accept the Torah, good. And if not, you will be buried there. And I heard this year a very interesting question, and that is that it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was threatening Klal Yisrael with extinction by holding over the mountain over their heads and telling them that they had to accept the Torah. Now, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in that manner, what was his kavana, why did he do it? Already the Gemara deals with it, Chazal deal with it, but one could ask, why did he need to transform the mountain into the form of a gigas, of a tub, or of a barrel, depending on how you learn? The mountain itself is a large entity. It's something which is very heavy. If that thing would be brought on Klal Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, we know what the end would be. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make it into a gigas? And perhaps we can say, because if you take a gigas, if you take a tub, or you take even a barrel, and you put it over somebody, there's still oxygen, there's still room to breathe, there's still a way to exist. It's not death immediately. If one would take something very heavy, like a mountain, if it was possible, and bring it over and put it onto someone's head, of course that would be immediate death. But the significance of using a gigas was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael that even if you don't accept the Torah, you'll be able to exist physically. But emotionally, spiritually, to have a purpose in life that you won't have, and you will slowly have the life sucked out of you. Of course, Klal Yisrael would be able to live. Klal Yisrael, we see people that don't have Torah, that they live. But most of the world, almost all of the world, that doesn't have Torah, mitzvahs, that doesn't have spirituality, have nothing to live for. And we see Nebuch the results all around us. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael. Accept the Torah so that your existence will have meaning. And that's the meaning that we have to have every single day of our lives. Shavuos is that time where we have to renew that understanding and that meaning and dedicate ourselves to understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us and how to lead our lives. And in fact, the Lashon of the Gemara, the words that the Gemara used are extremely meduyik, are extremely exact. Because the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Shom Tehei Kvuraschem, that if you don't accept the Torah, Shom, there will be your destruction. The Mefarshim asked that it should say, Po Tehei Kvuraschem, here will be your destruction. Why does it say Shom? And the answer is because Shom means not today and not tomorrow, but any time in history that you're going to be living without the Torah, that you'll be empty of the Torah and the mitzvahs and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, that will be your downfall, maybe not physically, but certainly spiritually, and there you will not be able to continue, you will have no meaning in your life. Let's take this opportunity of Shavuos, of understanding what Kabbalah Satira is, to take this beautiful, beautiful opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us once a year, to grab it, stay up and learn, or Tikkun Leil Shavuos, whatever your custom might be, and to use every minute of Shavuos to not only come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to understand why the Torah was given, how it affects our lives, and to reinforce our commitment to Torah and to Levana Torah throughout the year. A good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.